Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that, I know, I say it all the time, but I do mean it. I really appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting, tweeting, just getting involved, getting engaged in the process as a whole. And coming up after the break, Brooke McGowan is going to join me. She's a co-founder of MAGA Institute. She just returned today from Arizona, where she's been with fellow patriots outside the Maricopa County Election Center. And they've been watching the vote count. And this is so important to you. You saw why it's so important that you watch this. And you saw why it's so important that you be persistent. And with Rick Green on the other night, now you really know why you need to know your Constitution. You need to know what your rights are. The vote has to be the vote counting. The votes have to be transparent, open to the public. You have to be able to watch what's going on. So when you have state legislators or you have people telling you that you can't watch what's happening, it's time to call out reinforcements because you should be able to watch everything. And you know, the other thing I thought was really funny is they arrested a woman, what was it, last week? And she was taking pictures, for taking pictures of the process. Not any individual ballot to speak of, but the process. And the only thing the sheriff cared about, I think it was in Pennsylvania, maybe I'm wrong, I don't know. But the only thing it seemed that the sheriff cared about was that she was breaking the law. The fact that they were breaking the law there, you know, at the election centers, it didn't seem to bother him at all. Gee, I wonder why. And it's funny, I don't know if some of you heard this, but in Los Angeles County, a hardcore leftist Democrat sheriff, Villanueva, is in some hot water. But the hot water isn't such that it's, if it was illegal to the point where he should be arrested, that's one thing. But the LA County Board of Supervisors, now I'll give credit where credit's due, 3-2, it was a 3-2 vote, they're looking for ways to remove him because they don't like him. You know why they don't like him? Because he will not enforce the BLM standards. And as he has said, even being a Hispanic Democrat himself, that's not the law. We're not going to do the things that BLM wants us to do. We're going to do things that are written in the law. And they don't like that. So I'm one of those people that believes, look, the people put him in there. I don't like him. I didn't vote for him. I don't want him removed because remember something, whatever they do, when they do stuff like that, they do it to us, we start screaming. Let the people remove him. Let the people get him out if they want him up because he hasn't broken the law. Matter of fact, if anything, he's upholding the law and he's doing exactly what we ask other people to do. So my attitude is leave him alone. Let the people decide. That's really the way it should go. I mean, we the people should be able to make the decision whether he gets to stay or go based on what we believe should be done. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us, whether it's on the air, in the chat room. Minnesota Governor Waltz, he has decided in order to keep people safe, He's asking people in Minnesota not to talk so loudly. Because, you know, speaking loudly can push the disease out or wake it up. I don't know. I don't know what he's thinking. He said, the louder you speak, like if you're singing or if you're playing darts. I don't know. I've never played darts where I was talking loudly. Standing next to someone at a crowded bar, you're yelling back and forth. These things shouldn't be as risky or elevated. But what we've seen is they do that. Really, so we somehow have figured out that the people who've got corona or picked it up or test positive for it, they got it at a dart game? I'm just asking. I want to be informed. So Wall said that he was imposing new measures aimed at cracking down on bars and restaurants, including a prohibition on dine-in service after 10 o'clock. Oh, that must be when the COVID comes out to strike, sometime after 10. Anybody else realize how stupid this is? And you're falling for it. Come out to the streets in hundreds of thousands. Go ahead, let them bring enough buses to arrest all of you. He added that the receptions connected to weddings and funerals would also be limited to 50 people. The limit would be reduced to 25 effective December 11th. Wow. Are you checking that these aren't governors? These are dictators. You guys elected dictators. And recently, when some of them were reelected, you elected dictators again. Which is why I always say the same thing to you. I have no sympathy for you. Portland. That guy squeaked back in again. He had to steal that. I can't imagine anybody in their right mind voting that guy back in. Portland, Seattle, Chicago, New York, you know, New York City. Baltimore, my God. 53 years of poverty. 53 years of Democrat rule that has thrown that city into poverty. And what do? You vote for the same old, same old. You can't blame the Republicans for this one. And the federal government shouldn't have to. You shouldn't get taxes from other people in this country, other Americans, because you keep voting in the wrong people. That ain't right, and it's not fair. Our intention is not to make that difficult for you. It's to make the day special without having it marked by an outbreak of COVID. The measure comes after a surge in COVID virus in Midwest states, Minnesota, and a day record of Wednesday for new cases of viruses. So there were 72,000 new viruses and 56 deaths. You do the math. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live.
Are you?
Am I on?
No, I'm not.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5562. Want to welcome, I know some of you are listening, the AUN Network. It's a digital video network, and most of it is up in Northern California. Napa Valley, Redding, Santa Rosa, San Jose, Silicon Valley. Glad I'm irritating some in the valley. San Rafael and San Francisco. San Francisco. God, you know, it had to be 20 years ago. I was up there with my dad, and I grew up in Boston. Dad grew up in Boston. He always felt like San Francisco reminded him of Boston. Even today, we don't have people pooping in the streets of Boston, but that's a story for another day. But I remember sitting up there, sitting near the bay. My dad brought some wine with him. Yeah, like good Italians, we had salami and cheese, some stale rolls. We were quite happy. And we talked for an hour and a half by the water there. And I've seen pictures of it recently. I wouldn't go within a mile of it. And it's too bad because it was such a beautiful city. But the libs have taken it over. The libs have decided what's good, what's bad, and what have you. Isn't that cool? You know, I mean, really, they've ruined that city. 855 Real Joe. Yeah, you could blame it. You know what? You could try to blame it on Republicans, and you could try to blame it like Newsom did. He tried to blame it on Trump. I mean, think about how delusional these people are. They're going to blame Trump. You ready for this one? They're going to blame Trump for the homelessness because of the good economy, the rents were too high. And because the rents were too high, people had to move out. They had to move to the street or to their cars because they wanted to keep their jobs in the city because they're too stubborn or stupid, I don't know which, to move to the suburbs and maybe drive a little further to get in. All right? Nuts. Just nuts. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-73. I just don't get it. I'm flabbergasted at times. When I read some of these stories, I just start scratching my head. I can't believe it. Well, we let it happen, right? But hey, there's absolutely no voter fraud. I want you to remember that. However, a Texas social worker is charged with 134, that's the only one we caught, right? 134 counts of felony counts of election fraud. So this social worker in Mexia, Texas, she's been charged with 134 counts of election fraud for allegedly registering 67 nursing home papers. I mean, we got a bunch of people. Did you hear? The numbers were way up there. Like there were 900 people over 90 years old or over 100 years old that had registered in Arizona or Nevada. I don't know which. I can't keep track. Yeah, there's no way for you to keep track of it all. There's so much of it. And it's so out of hand, and it's so ridiculous, you can't keep up with it. Anyway, she's been charged with 134 counts of elections fraud. She registered 67 nursing home patients without their permission. And she forged their signatures on voter registration documents. 16 of these victims would have been ineligible to vote due to their mental incapacitation. So Kelly Reagan Bruner, social worker at the Mexia State Support Living Center. Now, look, there's a lot of good. I know some good social workers, but the ones that I know that are, you know, good people, it's really funny with them because they'll tell you that most of the people they work with are out of it, just out in left field. So, she's been charged with 134 counts. And the Texas Attorney General, Ken Paxton, announced that they're going to go forward with it. They got what they need to move forward. She was arrested on November 2nd. She was released later that day after posting $35,000 in bonds. Now, she's accused of submitting voter registration applications. They didn't have their signatures or consent. And she said that she was acting as their agents. They had no clue. I mean, heck, she could have been thinking of registering these people because, you know, some of them were in mental care facilities to tell them they were voting for Roosevelt. They would have believed her. According to the indictment documents, Bruner completed, signed, and submitted voter registration applications for people either without their consent or who were totally and mentally incapacitated. Now, supporting the supported living centers where Bruner worked, these people are known to have intellectual and developmental disabilities. Now, she's trying to say that, hey, you know, they told me it was okay. Yeah. Let's see. They don't remember who she is when it comes to trial. But they're willing to do anything with anyone. It's just, it's not right. And this is the stuff we need to keep pushing back on. We can't allow them to let it happen. Another fun one is Pelosi's at it again. You know, she you could do 3 hours a night on her alone, on her craziness. Now, bear in mind that these people, and you heard me say it, these people, Democrats, have been saying for 4 years that Donald Trump is not their president. They've been saying for 4 years that somehow, without any proof whatsoever, somehow he stole the election. And from the day he got elected, they've been screaming to impeach him. And the funny thing about it is, you can't impeach somebody who didn't take an office yet. That's how much they hated this guy, because they knew he was going to upset their revenue streams, their pedophilia businesses, their sex slave businesses, their inside information. How do you go to Congress with two suits in a closet and come out having four homes that are worth a couple million dollars apiece? What, you hit the lottery? Really funny, because they don't get on each other. And now they're talking about term limits. I mean, this is like reality gone amok. They're talking about term limits for SCOTUS, yet they have no problem with themselves being there for 40 years and doing absolutely... Joe Biden, let's just be frank, has done absolutely nothing for this country for 47 years. Absolutely nothing. If you recall, under Barack Obama, I used to make fun saying, where is he? Anyone see this guy? Like, is he out making friends in the Middle East or something? What's he doing? Nobody knew where he was. Nobody saw him around. He was sick back then. Come on, put it together. Use your ability to think. Kamala Harris, dead last. What did they have, 21 people at one point, 22 people? Why'd they choose her? I do not buy for a second that they chose her because of Joe's son's relationship with her. Not at all. So I'm a senior host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Tropical Storm Ada is heading back out to the Atlantic Ocean after dropping several inches of rain on the Carolinas and Virginia and bringing severe flooding to North Carolina. At least seven deaths have been attributed to the storm, including three people who were caught up in floodwaters at a campground. Flooding closed roads and washed out bridges all over the state, and more than 100 people had to be evacuated in Charlotte after several feet of floodwater surrounded a charter school. Jobless claims fell for the fourth straight week. New numbers Thursday from the Labor Department showed 709,000 new jobless claims last week, down nearly 50,000 from the week before. Continuing claims also fell this week, falling to 6.8 million, a drop of nearly 500,000 from a week before. While the falling rate shows continuing improvement in the labor market, there are still more than 21 million Americans receiving some form of unemployment benefits. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back.
Like the fella once said.
Well, this is the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You've got to be part of the solution. The only way you can do that is you become informed. Don't just spew what you see come across your Twitter feed or what a friend of a friend said that he saw so-and-so posted up. Because that's what makes us look like fools. I mean, seriously. I was telling you guys about that last week. With every vote, with every statement, you guys were like tweeting stuff all over the place. Nuts. And by the way, the title, you know, when we put these shows up, or we're doing these shows live, we put them up, and I give them titles, obviously. So the title of tonight's show, or the show right now, or this segment was Audit, we need an audit, not just a recount. And within minutes, you have got you got YouTube putting up, well, the U.S. elections, the AP has called the presidential race with Joe Biden. So in other words, we're putting up misinformation. That was within minutes. So for those of you who think that some guys like me are always making a big deal out of the fact that they're either shadow banning us or not allowing you to get to us, this is proof that they're paying attention. That they've got algorithms that are paying attention to what's going on out there. We used to do, on YouTube alone, we used to do 30,000 to 40,000 views an hour. Now, we can't get almost any now. You almost can't find us on YouTube. That's why we have other outlets. You need to head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. A lot going on up there. Brooke McGowan joins me. She's the co-founder of MAGA Institute. And just today, she returned from Arizona, a real busy day, where she'd been with the fellow patriots, which I'm sure helps lift the spirits a bit, at outside the Maricopa County Election Center, watching the vote tally, which is what you guys need to be doing. When you're in these states where they're doing vote counts, step up. Call the local Republican office. Find out where they're having this and what they're doing. Brooke, thanks for being with me. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me again, Joe. It's always a pleasure to be on your show. Arizona was amazing. We're back now. We're worn out from 7 days in Arizona in front of the Maricopa County Election Center. There are some hard chargers in Arizona. There are some incredible, amazing patriots that are not going to give up this fight. But you said it right. You've got to get out there and get in front whether it's at the GOP headquarters or if it's your state capitol or if it's the election center in your state, if they're doing a, if they're still counting, because they're still counting in, I think, Pennsylvania and Arizona, you know, do something. Get involved. But I've also got a better call to action also, because each one of these states, are, as you're aware, an election is not done until it's certified by the state.
Right.
Well, as you mentioned, this is not about a recount. This is about an audit. We have got to demand that the state legislatures in each state audit this vote. So Americans for Limited Government, who MAGA Institute, that's my group, has partnered with, they have a website called electionauditnow.org. And I mentioned it yesterday on Newsmax, and it immediately was so overwhelmed, the crisis site, but it's back up and running. So electionauditnow.org. If you go to that site, Joe, it takes you directly, it sends a message to your state legislator, your state governor, and your state representative for, at Congress, demanding an audit on our voter rolls and on this particular election, because what we've seen happen, and you know it, this is systemic corruption, and we've got to make it stop.
You know, I was talking about this earlier, and I said, we have let them get away with this for so long. These are like, you know, teenagers where you finally step up and start telling them what's right and what's wrong. We have let them get away with this for so long. It's time to stop it. And can you imagine any other president, Brooke, in place for us that would fight like this? George Bush would have said, well, so be it, you know, on Thursday morning. And thank God President Trump's in there going, no, 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 no. You're not going to do this to the American people. He doesn't even say you're not going to do it to me. You're not going to do this to the American people. Their vote is going to count or else. I think this is wonderful.
Thank goodness for Trump. Thank goodness we have a fighter. And, you know, back during the Tea Party days, we saw people get invigorated, right? We were all ready to fight Obama and fight the corruption and fight the socialism and communism that was taking over America. But Trump emerged from that movement. And now it's certainly not about the man Trump, but it's about the movement and about the mission, about making America great again and then for always. So absolutely, what a blessing it is to have President Trump when we saw Mitt Romney cater and fold in 2012, which was fine because he was probably going to be a horrible president anyway, but also John McCain folded and caved in 2008. So yes, we are very blessed to have President Trump, and until he stops fighting, we are not going to stop fighting.
Hey, he's had our back for 4 years. It's about time we step up and have really, truly have his. I mean, the rallies are great, and I get all that. But what you're doing now, being outside of these places, outside of the election centers, that's truly fighting. That's letting them know, I'm not going to let you do this. I'm not going to let you get away with this. And we need to do more of that across the country. Again, he has changed. You know, I've told other people this. It's kind of like when he accepted the nomination speech and his daughter said, you know, D.C. hasn't changed him. He's changed D.C. I think the more appropriate words would have been, the party has not changed my dad. My dad has changed the party. Look at the invigoration inside
God
the party.
Thank God for it.
Yep. Agreed.
Right.
Yep.
Thank God. Thank God for it.
So,
absolutely. And that's why we stood up MAGA Institute, too, as you probably well know, that we aren't relying on the party because the party can't vet candidates. The party allows every time Dick and Harry into the race. But that's what MAGA Institute is doing. If you want to be a part of that, please join up our cause, because 2022 is we're not done with 2020 yet, by the way. We still think we flipped the Congress. We still think we've got the House. It's just a matter of time. I believe we've got the Senate. Of course, all eyes are on Georgia. January 5th is a big deal because both the seats, most people know if they're watching any kind of media, both the seats in Georgia are up for special election, and this is huge. The Democrats are pouring billions of dollars. In fact, the Democrats are sending people into Georgia to live there shortly, make their early vote, and then leave. I mean, there is no stop. You know, remember when Pelosi, the other nasty woman, said she's got a lot of arrows in her quiver, and Chuck Schumer said they've got about 10 ways from Sunday to get you, talking about the intelligence community. Well, they were talking about themselves. They do have a lot of arrows in their quiver, and that's why we're seeing this fraud. Systemic fraud on every level. If they just picked one thing like nursing homes, we'd have been able to see that and really attack it. But it's on 50
everywhere.
Fronts at least, you know?
Yep.
50
yep.
fronts. And Dominion, now Dominion software, we saw President Trump tweet today about 2.7 million votes being obviously fraud. I mean, this is huge. I saw Maria Bartiromo just earlier tonight. Did you see her tweet? She says that this goes so, this is so huge. It goes to, there's China involvement. It says, her tweet says, massive national security issues. Massive. I'm told dirty Venezuela and Cuba money is behind Dominion. The software also has components from China. This is about to explode. People, hold on to your hat. This is far from over.
And I'm loving the fact that there's cracks everywhere. Think about something. Brooke, you had 11,000, I think they have affidavits at this point in time, or 11, whatever, however many there are.
Yep.
You've got Democrats coming out. Lifelong Democrats said, look, this is not right. I don't like this, and this is what they made me do. This is what they told. So now you have Democrats coming out speaking to it, and this is great. But go back to what you said a little while ago, which is I'm here at a local level, and in my area we have 60 different, in a 30-mile radius, we have 60 different elected officials. And I blasted our local party. They're not very happy with me most of the time anyhow, but I blasted our local party because I said, you guys are backing anybody with an R. You can't do that. These people have to show us that they care about us, they're willing to work for us. You know, can you imagine what a Romney-Ryan presidency would have been like? It would have been like an Obama light.
I've been a part of a lot of Republican parties, and I think that a lot of them are well-intentioned and good people. But the apparatus of the party does not allow for the vetting. And what's really crazy is we still have platform committees, and we have a platform. All we should be doing is saying, do you agree with this platform? Yes. Okay. No. Then out you go. But we don't even do that.
We don't even,
and that's why what we are doing is really important. We're supplementing the work of the Republican Party by telling people that they can trust, they can be an informed electorate by checking our website, finding out that their candidate or any of the candidates in that election happen to be MAGA certified through MAGA Institute, meaning that they are following the American First principles that we all adhere to.
This is just totally amazing to me that the Democrats now, they lost seats in Congress, okay? They're fighting for that, wanting to get control of the Senate, and they claim they have a mandate. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host, we'll be back in a few minutes. Brooke McGowan will still be with us on the other side of the break.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now, I wish I had more down here because I could still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I'm must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
And we are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, join some great people in the chat room over there as well. You know, we kind of abandoned the Facebook stuff. If you want to go over there, you want to watch there, you want to give them the time of day, fine. We're not doing it. And we're moving more and more away from Facebook and Twitter and what have you. You can find us on Parler and places like that. You guys have got to stop telling me to stay and fight on Facebook. All right, come on. Let's just be honest about you. It's like fighting with the guy who's got you on hold. Very easy for them to shut you down. I've had friends of mine with one guy in particular, 3.5 million people on his Facebook page, gone in a weekend. So stop it. We need to support the platforms that support us. That's how we're going to win, driving people over there. That's my personal opinion. You don't have to do it, but I'm telling you, I'm going to stop. A lot of my friends have stopped doing it as well because it's just, for us, it's just a waste of time. It takes a lot of effort and energy to put this stuff out, to put these shows on, to be chasing Facebook and Twitter all around the place. Brooke McGowan joins me. She's a co-founder of MAGA Institute. And just today she came back from Arizona where she's encouraged by the energy she sees in fellow patriots. Brooke, thanks for joining me.
Absolutely, Joe. It's great to be here.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about what we see happening in Arizona, how you see things changing. I know that now we're gonna be able to watch everything they got going on, but can we really make a difference? Is there enough votes there to hand that to the president?
Well, each time they do another drop, I haven't seen what tonight's numbers are. It's still pretty early in Arizona. But each time they do a drop, they do sliver off the margin that Joe Biden has had on President Trump. Just when we arrived a week ago, this is how dramatic it is. When we arrived a week ago last Thursday night, it was 400,000 votes left to be counted, and like a difference of 190 or 180,000. And now we are at somewhere around 30,000 left to be counted, and a difference of 10,000, 35 or 37, something like that. A difference of 10,000, 10 and some change. And so each time the drop is made, there is significant gains made. And if it gets within, I think, a point, half percent of a point, then it's an automatic recount. But if it gets in with 1%, then the candidate can request it and get a recount. But really, a recount is not what's going to help, because then you just put the same fraudulent votes right back in and you count it again. What we're demanding, and what you heard me say on the first segment, was we need election integrity and we need an election audit, and that's why we started.
All right, let me interrupt you. Most people don't know what an audit is, so explain to them what an audit would actually do.
Sure. Well, an audit would be verifying that one legal person who was approved to vote, meaning they're of rightful age and they're a citizen, voted one time. So if there's ballots that have come through that don't have signatures, if there's ballots that have come through that have maybe one dot on it for Joe Biden, which you know that there's like 500,000 of those, which we found in Pennsylvania. I mean, like I said earlier, there's 50 ways from Sunday that they've been coming at us with this fraud, you know. And so the audit would be verifying that every person that's eligible to vote or every ballot that came through belongs to an eligible voter in that state. So it's important that we do that. It's definitely important where we do that, where we've got, 90% election turnout, like Wisconsin and many, many other states. I think 60-something percent in California would be unheard of. So it's important that these things get audited. And the only people that can do that, the only people that can demand that are each state, are the state legislature. So you've got to tell your state legislator that you want that done. And it needs to be done quickly. This has to be done fast. We're running out of runway, Joe.
I'm in California. So, I mean, they're all their people. Now, if you look down the up and down the list on the California, Secretary of State's website, they're all Democrats that have won for the most part. You know, trying to get them to do anything out here.
Your 55 electors are pretty much done.
Yeah.
We're not anticipating your 55 at all. But there's so many that are gray right now that we believe belong to President Trump, being Pennsylvania, which was pulled from Real Clear Politics two nights ago. Yeah. Arizona was pulled and then put back in by another group, Decision Desk, I think, headquarters put him back in last night. But we feel he's still out there. Georgia is still out. North Carolina was just given to President Trump. And then you've got Michigan and Wisconsin. There's about eight different states that they're going to be dropping some serious federal cases in. And we're just keeping an eye on all of those. Of course, Georgia is where we're going to turn our next attention regarding the Senate race. But we're keeping an eye on all of those cases, all of those states. If you, and this is for all of your voters all of your listeners across the country, if you suspect you had any voter irregularity, whether the ballot was spit back out and then it was put back in a second time because somebody hit a green button. That green button means override, meaning it didn't get read. So if it was spit out and then you put it back in and they hit a green button, and it looks like green means go, you don't know any different, please contact that state's election integrity, whatever group they've got going on there to stop the steal. There's a stop the steal probably in every state by this point.
Yep.
But so just please do that. In Arizona, we're filling out affidavits in front of the Maricopa County Election Center, who dealt with the Sharpie Gate. I know you probably heard about that last week.
Yep.
As well as the green button issue. So we think there's fraudulent votes in every state, all the way to Hawaii.
But isn't it funny how they arrested the woman that was taking pictures of the fraud happening, right? When they were locked out and they didn't arrest anybody for you know, going against the judge's order and or doing things that were illegal to begin with. I found that to be really interesting that it's so blatant now. We've let them get away with it for so long. They're doing it in our faces and basically saying, try to stop us, right?
Right, exactly, which makes me think you got to think about this from a, you know, a little bit of a higher level, like the 20,000 foot. Why would they do this? Why do you think it's so blatant in our faces? And I think it's because they're trying to lure us into some kind of skirmish. If you think about it, the last time the Democrats didn't get their way and threw themselves a temper tantrum, we had civil war, and that was in the 1860s. So are they doing that very same thing now because of just so much division and so much heat everywhere that they want to fight? They want to battle. You can see it when they try to defund the police or knock in windows or kill a patriot on the street, streets of Denver or Portland. Oh, wow. I mean, it just amazing. Feels like they're trying to lure in patriots. So my point and my message is that everybody just remain calm and peaceful and keep the faith, because we know that the darkness will get exposed. We know that evil always loses, and God is on our side and God wins. And so Amen. As long as we keep the faith and we keep in the fight, then Donald Trump and America will be victorious. This is worldwide. This is worldwide. On our flight back tonight from Phoenix, three Vietnamese, TJ and I are pretty crazy. We wear our MAGA gear everywhere. We're like, I'm proud, and we're going to fly into D.C., and we're going to wear our MAGA gear. And all, do you know the person in front of us, the people in front of us on this side, the person behind us, people behind us on this side? They're all patriots. They all love Trump. In the Phoenix airport, we talked to a pilot who ended up taking our picture because we're wearing our MAGA gear in the airport, and that was pretty unusual. And we ended up talking to him and another gentleman who was from D.C. just constantly about Donald Trump. There are people everywhere that are with us.
Oh, yeah.
My point to all of this.
No. No question about it. And we've been afraid to come forward to this point. They have beat us, verbally beat us in the submission, and it needs to stop.
Absolutely.
You know, we need to stick up for ourselves.
Keep an eye on your sticks and be cautious. Don't be stupid. I wouldn't go do this, you know, at a Black Lives Matter rally, but just, you know, to be smart about it. But be bold and have faith and wear the armor of God and just get out there. And we got to just stand together. We're going to fall for this. It's pretty scary what's happening, but we feel very faithful.
Yes, but again, I want to just interject. We've allowed it to happen. I'm glad to see people are stepping up now. I'm glad to see people really seeing the walk away movement gave me a lot of hope, because, you know, even lifelong Democrats are coming out with videos and such saying, look, I now see what that party is all about. I can't have anything to do with it. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi thinking that she has a mandate. Schumer thinks that they have a mandate. You know, would you have 13 new women that were added to Congress, or you know, 13 mm-hmm. women, real mm-hmm. some yeah. reelected, all pro-life. So I'm sorry, what's the mandate?
Yep.
Right?
Exactly. Exactly.
It's amazing. All right, how do people help you?
We're going to prevail. We're going to prevail.
How do people help you?
You can go to MAGAInstitute.com is my website. You can find me also. I heard you say that about Facebook. I'm still on Facebook. I will do the work that I need to do to get everything off of it, but I can't just yet. Being right. on the road, I haven't been able to pay attention to that. So MAGAInstitute.com is our website. But if you'd like to, please help us with the audit request. And that website is easy. electionauditnow.org. All you do is you put in your information, and they send the information to your legislator. This is the call to action now.
So it's let's do this one more time. It's electionaudit.com?
Electionauditnow.org.
Now.
It's an organization. Yeah, now.org.
Okay. I will put that. We have an email list of over 50,000. So I will put that on the email list and get that out this weekend. Because that's when it goes
Excellent.
Out.
We've got to make that demand now.
We do. All right. Hey, listen, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time. Get some rest, because you got a lot of fighting to do this weekend. And keep up the good work.
Sure, too. God bless you.
You too. Tell CJ I said hi. All right. Thank you.
I will.
Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Look, we can do a little, you know, if you don't have health care, if you're one of those people that keep telling us you don't have health care, we'll find a way to get it to you. We'll be back in a few minutes.